General Ulysses S. Grant became a hero of the Civil War and later served two terms as President of the United States. But when the Civil War began, he was unknown by the general public. It was a victory here that began to launch his national fame. Today's edition of The American Countryside returns after this. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. AgriGold's new giant hybrid stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. It was February of 1862. As Doug Richardson explains, men in the Confederate Army were quickly constructing a defense called Fort Donelson on the Cumberland River near the border of Kentucky and Tennessee.
Inside of the 15-acre fort were over 100 cabins and several tents. We had several thousand men garrisoned inside of the fort, and many of them were from within the local 15-20-mile radius here.
There were about 13,000 Confederate troops at Donelson. Meanwhile, nearly 25,000 troops under Grant marched toward Fort Donelson.
As the men were making their march, it became so warm that many didn't feel the need for their heavy wool coats or blankets anymore. So they just formed a pile of these blankets and coats just to take the weight off of their shoulders.
But just a couple of days later, the temperature plunged to 10 degrees. On February 14th, a new type of warfare took place on the Cumberland River.
What you had here at these forts was the first significant use of ironclad gunboats, and the use of these gunboats just changed forever the way wars were fought.
Although the Confederates made a successful land offensive on the 15th, they were later driven back. A decision was made to surrender on February 16th. The victory helped launch Grant to national fame.
This would be his first major campaign, and the story made him certainly a media darling. The surrender that he received at Fort Donelson would be the first of three major surrenders that he would receive, later at Vicksburg and then, of course, Appomattox Courthouse.
Grant received the surrender from General Simon Buckner. The two had attended West Point together and were friends before the war. Traveling the countryside in Dover, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.